extended stay hotel, you won't find a better deal. Their spacious and renovated rooms are perfect for your family visiting from out of town. And the meeting room is great for your family gatherings. You can book reservations by calling 620-343-7756. That's 620-343-7756. Mainstay Suites. Live like home.
KVUE News Time is 8:58. It's Newsmaker 2 time here today. Carolyn Dorsey joining us as we talk about a special fundraiser and really some other focal points involved here with a special fundraising activity here for the 6th grade Junior Spartans basketball team.
All right, Carolyn, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good. How you doing today?
I'm great. We got back from Vegas last night about 1:30 in the morning, so I'm at work and ready to go.
Man, I guess.
Ooh, that's a turnaround.
Little different temperature-wise, too. How was it on Vegas? Was it warm?
It was 50, so it wasn't terrible, but I was complaining a little bit, and then I realized when I was walking back in. So, said Kansas, challenge accepted.
So, big fundraiser coming up when this weekend, huh?
You betcha, boys. It's a big week. Sunday, January 6th. Like I said, we have our big fundraiser. We're asking the community to come out and support these boys. They're working hard. We practice 2 days a week. We got a tournament Saturday up in Manhattan. We got 3 games boys will be playing in, and then they're going to come back and have a big sleepover for my son's birthday. And then Sunday, they're going to be a bright-eyed, a bushy-tailed, hoping to see everybody in the community come out and support them.
Okay, so what do you got coming up here for your fundraising activities and really what you got and who's partnering with you on this?
Yeah, just a reminder, 67 event spaces where we'll be Sunday. It's from noon to 3. And Ashley Kopecki, like I said, I mentioned her last week, and she's phenomenal with Emporia and just really wants to give back and always so willing to go above and beyond and help and get people in her business and give back to the kids in this community. So that's who we're working with. And, again, shout out to their place. They're awesome. And like I said, we'll be down there serving tacos. And, again, you can come in, order them there. While you're down there, there'll be tons of items to raffle off, which is exciting, and that's a lot of the work we've done by Michelle Margeson with the Ignite Emporia. And then, like I said, you can order taco platters ahead of time. So we have $25 10 taco platter with chips and salsa, or $40 for 20 tacos. Ashley's asking that those be pre-ordered by Saturday, just so it makes it a little bit less hectic. But the taco combo the day of is $15. You get 5 tacos, chips, salsa, and a drink for $15. And then, like I said, while you're down there, there's raffle items. And then, in addition, while you're down there, we have the Super Bowl platter that we're auctioning off to the highest bidder. And that Super Bowl party, like I said, the boys will deliver it to your door this Super Bowl Sunday. It has 6 pounds of smoked pulled pork, 3 slabs of ribs. There's cheesy potatoes, baked beans, sliders, dips, pinwheels, meatballs, poppers, spin dip. And that, again, you have to go to her Facebook page on the 67 event space to bid on that. But that will close on the 26th. So,
plenty going on.
There's another way to get them out there. Yeah, we want to get them out there. I'm telling you, they're growing boys. I mentioned this. We added 3 new boys that need uniforms. Like I said, and we've paid out of pocket for them. It would be nice to be able to get them something for their commitment and their willingness to get better here.
So, if we want to order our taco platters, when do they start being able to pick those up on Sunday? Then, Carolyn.
Just whenever it opens. Like I said, I know Ashley will probably be there way earlier than we'll be down there around 11. I know that we're technically opening at noon. I'm sure she's willing to work and accommodate. But like I said, we're opening 12 to 3, so I would swing by. If you want to beat the madness, maybe come in a little bit early. But, like I said, we're technically running it from 12 to 3. And she's not traditionally open on Sunday, but she's opening up for us so that we can, again, have this fundraiser. And then, like I said, after that, we got the Chiefs game on at, 3:30, I think. So we'll get you out of there, and everyone can go home and go watch the Chiefs game with some taco platters, which I think would be
and
cool.
Chiefs play 5:30, I think.
But that's 5:30, you got tons of time.
Yeah,
tons of time.
Tons of time.
I thought I was rushed.
There you go. And I know one of the other things, Carolyn, that you'd mentioned earlier here is, this is helping the kids get some socialization that they may not get. And this has become a bigger focus here for teams and kids in this age group here when it comes to athletics, kind of part of the larger experience.
Yeah, I played collegiate level, and that was PR, and that was learning how to talk to people in the media and understanding that it's bigger than you always, and I think – as a coach, that's what I instilled in my girls for 13 years. It's always bigger than us. And same thing with these boys. And I know mine in particular, we got several boys on that team want to play collegiate level, and they want that NIL money, right? Because that would be glorious. And then, you know, but they want to compete the next level, whether that's in basketball, football, wrestling. I mean, baseball. We got tons of kids that are in multi sports, and learning those soft skills are so important in this day and age. And a lot of these kids, you know what I mean, they're just not put in these situations where they have to go out and be humble and greet people and thank you. And I'm not saying that they don't get that at home, but this is just a great way for some 10 to 12-year-old boys that you're helped developing for the future, that they turn into young, successful citizens. And I do think these are memories that will be made, and I do think these are the things that they'll take with them. And that's why you do sports. You know, like I said, everybody wants their kid to get a big NIL check. Well, the majority of it is probably not happening for a lot. But what they're going to learn along the way is they're going to form great friendships, learn to work hard, learn to appreciate the people around them. And understand that when people are supporting them, they better act right. You know, that we expect them to be good students and be good citizens. And, you know, we've got a sixth grade team going. My son's group is a fifth grade. I know there's two teams in that division. There's a fourth grade group. There's a third grade group of all boys. You know, and we got girls coming too that we're working with. But, you know, to being role models for those kids. And that's really what we're trying to set Emporia up for.
All right, so it's a fundraiser for a great cause, and if people would like to pre-order those tacos, which you do suggest, how might they do that?
Again, a lot of it's electronically, and I know Facebook isn't probably the best avenue. You know, I don't know that there is a good avenue anymore. That's why we want to get on the radio and push things out. But a lot of it's on Facebook, and if you can't find it there, you don't have a Facebook account, man, reach out to Ashley Kopecki, get a hold of the radio station, get my number, I'll get them ordered for you. You know, we don't really care. We just want the support. And we want our boys, like I said, to have to work for some of this. So that, again, on 627's event space is probably the best way to find it, or physically going in there. You know, and I know the day of we'll have flyers out for the Super Bowl bidding and things like that also, but a lot of it, unfortunately, is electronically, which I know can be difficult. But if that's a struggle, like I said, please find a way to get a hold of me or Ashley Kopecki, and we can get that taken care of. Or any of the boys' basketball players. There's Aaron Reber, you know, Lindsey Baldwin. There's the Arntz, so, you know, we can go down the line of how many kids the Marges is. We got a ton of families, and so just reach out to somebody, and we'll get you connected.
Carolyn, we appreciate it. Hope things go well this weekend.
Yeah, I really appreciate you guys advertising for us. Like I said, it's good for them, and I hope we could get to see a ton of people there on Sunday.
All right. Appreciate it, Carolyn.
Bye. Thanks, Carolyn.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, Carolyn Dorsey, yeah, a big fundraiser. Taco fundraiser, 627 Event Space, Chuck.
Yep, and don't forget, too, that we do have morning show interviews tomorrow. We'll have Terry Summey as the newsmaker guest talking about the Emporia Sertoma Club's 100th anniversary dinner.